The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Cool. Bank. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Bank. Pass out. Bank. Wake up. Bank. Baby. Bank. Wake up. Bank. Baby. Bank. Cool. Bank. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Bank. Pass out. Bank. Wake up. Bank. Baby. Bank. Wake up.
Hey, how you doing? We recording on a Saturday, and it's another episode of Bad and Boozy Podcast. I am your co-host, So Lovely, aka Thicky Valancourt, aka your future ex-wife, aka your auntie's younger girlfriend. No, sorry, your uncle's younger girlfriend. I ain't even been drinking today. maybe because the heat got me tripping. But yeah,
y'all, the heat still
popping. Man, heat is popping ten. And that other voice you hear in the background is my wonderful co-host, De'Asia Ali. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? How y'all doing?
And it is a cool 90 degrees at 6:30 in the evening. I'm already over.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. Just on some bull-ish. Anyway, you are listening to
Epinatus.
Episiostomy. You listen to Episiostomy number 34. Episode number 34 of the Bad and Boozy Podcast, where we talk all things wine, liquor, and otherwise. We love to start our show off by letting you know, giving you a little bit of peek into our own personal life with some, girl, I can't talk today. I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm corking.
Oh, yeah,
what's going on? I don't know. She ain't even been drinking.
Nah, I just been drinking water. I'm telling you, the heat got my brain cooked.
That shit is fried. Remember back in the day when they used to be like, this is your brain on drugs, and they used to crack that egg into
any
the
frying pan? Yeah. Ain't no question about it. My brain is fried, y'all. Fried hard. Over hard.
You know, niggas love a fried egg fried hard or they wings fried hard.
Hey, don't give them no sunny side up or no over easy. Or he ain't getting no tip. See these runny eggs? What am I supposed to do with this? I'm supposed to chase these eggs?
Bitch, I'm supposed to chase these eggs.
Hey, they
I am dying. I am deceased.
I tried that shit once when I used to work in a restaurant. I was like,
I eat over easy. I've been eating my eggs over easy since I was a little kid. As soon as I figured out my mother was eating them like that, I was like, why the adult eggs look different than mine? As soon as she let me have them, I'd be like, oh, can I have an over easy?
That's that grown up shit. I ain't grown yet in my taste like that. To get my steak rare, my sushimi, or my eggs over easy. That's another.
Give me level. All of it.
That's another level of adulthood I'm not ready for. Don't give me that sashimi. I need my sushi wrapped in rice with soy paper, please. I don't like that seaweed. You know what I'm saying? Charge me the $2 extra for my hand roll, bitch. It's okay.
Right.
But yeah, so we're gonna uncork our week. Gee, I know you had quite the week. What's popping?
Quite the week. I had a good 4th of July little holiday, had a couple days off work. Unfortunately, around that same time those days was off, my grandma passed away. But I found some bright spots in the middle of the chaos, because that weekend, I got the Maryland wine pass for my birthday, and I just remembered before we recorded today that I had kept these little flyers for a reason, because I was like, what did I do this week? Oh, I went to a couple wineries. So I got up last Saturday morning, and it was like a beautiful summer day. Like, it had been so hot here earlier this week, but it was like a regular, just decently hot summer day with like a nice breeze. And drove to a couple wineries that's maybe 40, 50 minutes from my house, and did like a little mini little tour tasting. I went to 3 out in, if anybody is local in PG County, so I'm cracking up because niggas probably from the city or blah, 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 don't even think it's wineries like literally right there in your same county. Just go a couple neighborhoods over. And I went to, if you local, the wineries I went to was called Robin Hill Farm and Vineyards, Romano Vineyards and Winery, and then Gemini Winery and Vineyards. And when I tell you, I was supposed to go with our homie Jess that was on the Thought Juice episode, but she wasn't feeling good. But I said, I'm going to go ahead and roll by myself. You know what I'm saying? I take the party with me. Hey. And I went, and I did like the with the Merlin Wine Pass at one spot. It was like I got half off of tasting, or I had like buy one tasting, get one tasting free or whatever. Shout out to the homie Andre, because Dre got me the Merlin Wine Pass for my birthday. Hey. Shout out to all my friends who buy me wine shit. I love y'all. So I like, so, but I had, I tasted some different flights, some local stuff, learned a few things. Everybody was attentive. The people as was pouring stuff, took my pictures for my social media. I learned about a new grape that I had wanted to mention to y'all, because at least two of the wineries had this Rougeon grape. So y'all know we'd be fucking up the name. So I was like, Rougeon Rondo, what? Like, I was like, what's this grape? I don't know Rougeon. But, it was just like sweet grape, and when I looked it up, it's a hybrid grape that's grown up in like the Finger Lakes region of the United States. So if you're familiar with like upstate New York, they got like four lakes up there, and it's like a bunch of like wineries and vineyards up there. I vacationed up there like twice. It's really cute. If you're on this side of the country and you ain't on, if you're not going to the West Coast to go to Napa Valley, I would definitely suggest going to the Finger Lakes region. So that Rougeon grape was good. I had some wine slushies. One of the spots had some music playing, some wine slushies. I was like, well, let me try this. So after I did all the tastings, I just kind of, each winery, I like did the tasting, bought either a slushie or something and set out on their premises and just enjoyed the weather and the music before I went to the next one. And I'm telling y'all, I'm my own best fucking date. Like, it was, I had me a good time. And when it was ever black people, I was like, hey, girl, how y'all doing? What y'all drinking? Oh, what you like? I didn't subscribe people to the podcast. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do got a podcast. Well, how do I find it, girl? Let me hold your phone. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was sitting there eating some cheese. I think, was it you who said something when I had the one cheese I was eating?
Yeah.
And it was like chives and onion. One of the places, they just had some little cheese. So I said, give me that. I'm just going to sit on the deck and eat this cheese. So I had a good little time. Like a nice little relaxed Saturday. Y'all know in Maryland, we love LC food. So I found this little crab shack that I found on Instagram on my way home and stopped and got me like some shrimp and stuff. And then I was just chilling. So that was one of the highlights of my week. And then other than that, I'm just getting through the week, back to running. A couple days out this week, I got up early to run and was just kind of trying to get myself together before my grandmother's funeral or whatever. But other than that, I've just been chilling. But I was like, let me get this wine up in here. But I'm glad. Oh, one thing that I did remember, one of the wineries, Romano Winery, they had these like big old pouches where you can kind of make make your own sangria, but kind of quick, where they had like this mix in a big old pouch. It looked kind of like a big Capri Sun. And you could literally just, whichever wine, whether it's red or white, whatever, whichever wine you need for it, you just pour the whole bottle of wine in there, mix it around and freeze it. So I thought that was a good little cheat code, because I tasted their wine slushies at their party. They had a sangria red and a peach Bellini one. So next month, one of my girlfriends just wanted a slumber party for her birthday. So I'm going to grab like two of those, since they close enough, I'm going to grab like two of those. I'm showing up. My contribution to the slumber party going to be these little sangria little pouches thing. They was real cute. But so I've been having some fun like exploring local, and I still got the wine pass is good for the rest of the year. So hopefully as the summer's winding down and beginning of fall, I'll be able to either revisit some of these wineries or visit some other ones in Maryland, because we got a couple little a couple little selections out here, and most of them you can bring your little picnic, because I started talking to this group of couples, because they done brought their picnic and they food and they just chilling on the side. I'm like, what y'all doing? They was trying to get me to come with them. I was like, oh, I already been to that other winery. They was like, oh, well, you had fun. But yeah, so definitely do that. So I'm kind of glad I finally got around to all of this, and I kept the little cards. I always keep the little cards and try to take notes, so when I go back or if I see them in the local store, I kind of remember a little bit about which ones I like. But that was my highlight. Ooh, what you been up to over there on the West Coast?
My week was long as fuck.
This week have been long. Man, I'm not even on front.
even though I was off yesterday, it just seemed like this week was just so hectic. It was just a lot of stuff that I had to hurry up and do. The kid is going to be performing at the Sparks game, so she had a few practices this week.
And I get him.
Yeah, I had to go get her wardrobe. They're wearing like some like military inspired
stuff. Yes, category is.
I know, right? So I had to do that. My son, he's his loving. So then, I found out they may be going to camp. So now I got to put some money to the side I wasn't prepared to spend because they got to have the money by Friday because camp starts that Sunday. So. A whole bunch of that shit. And just life in general.
Life, stay life.
Yeah. Oh, I did have to do something fun this week. We had a church outing. We have like our Bible study group, and we focus on a series every 10 weeks. And then after the 10 weeks is over, we go as an outing in our individual groups. But this time, most of us decided to go to Dave and Buster's. So
okay.
A lot of us there. It was on a Tuesday.
Going up on a Tuesday.
Yep. So this part is funny. We all had sat down and they made like a really long table for us. So like my group has like about 10 people in it. Some of them didn't come, but the majority of them did. And then there's like another group that we teamed up with before. So we were all like sitting at the same table. And then my kids are with me, so I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to order to drink? I was like, I'll just get a lemonade. I ain't even going to do that. You know, church crowd, even though it's not at church. And they said before you could order alcohol if you go out in your group. I was like, let me just go ahead and get a lemonade. So I ordered my drink, and then we're waiting for our drinks to come. And somebody was like, did you get something? I was like, yeah, I got lemonade. She was like, you didn't get anything like a margarita or anything? Because apparently the margaritas are $3 on Tuesday. So I was like, no.
That's my kind of deal.
Right, because she was like, oh, because so-and-so's getting a beer. I said, oh, okay, well, let me go ahead and change my drink. So I ordered the margarita, and no sooner than I get it, I hear people saying, hi, Bishop, and I turn around, and the bishop of the church then walked in with one of the assistant pastors. I'm like, shit, I'm screwed. I'm sitting over here at this table with this margarita dead in front of me, right? And then so he's walking around hugging people, everything. He gets to me, and he hugs me. But then I remember Bishop is damn near blind, so he really can't see me. He can't barely see me, so I know he can't see this drink in front of me.
I was like,
oh, shit, I'm good. I'm straight. Right? So I pick up my drink and I sip on a little bit. And then, the evening continues. We've wrapped up eating by then. And then the other assistant pastor comes in, and he's much younger. He's like in his early 40s. So I'm like, fuck, I'm screwed. I'm done. I'm exposed. They gonna have to talk. And then he sits down and he's looking at the menu. But then he turns like to somebody who's a little bit younger and he's like, oh, what is this on the menu? I said, oh shit, this nigga can't see either. Okay, let me finish my drink. But it was just so funny because I was like,
out of order.
Man, I was like, I don't want to order. And people be like, oh my God, she's ordering a drink. Don't they know it's a drink? You know how people be. And I'm right. Like, okay, people are people. We gonna do what we do regardless. So if I'm gonna do it outside of this group, I might as well do it inside of this. Anytime I go to this one particular liquor store, I always run into somebody from church anyway. So, might as well. But we did that. We wound up playing a couple of games of basketball. We did some skee ball.
Oh, you did? I did briefly see somewhere where you posted about basketball and some other stuff. I said, well, this bitch was out here being an athlete.
Man, I was a triathlete. I did basketball.
That's what I was saying. And I was like, I don't recall ever. Man. I'm not saying you can't play, but I was like, I don't ever recall hearing her talk about playing those sports.
Bro, we played two different air hockeys. They had
one. I don't know how I play basketball, so y'all can miss me with that.
You funny. They had one air hockey where four people were on the table at a time instead of two.
Wow.
Yeah, so we did that
like
one.
Like teams? Like doubles?
Yeah, like teams. And then so there was another air hockey game. It was like a big one. I think it was Pac-Man. And we were just playing. And then all of a sudden, the machine, like, started shaking, and it started dropping these little bitty pucks, like 100 of them. So you're trying to score all of them, like, as fast as you can.
That sounds cool.
Yep, and then another big one dropped, so it was just fun. And then the machine.
That sounds cool. And this was at Dave and Buster's?
This is at Dave and Buster's.
Oh, I might have to get. I might need to see what's popping with that.
Yep, I played Connect Four and I actually lost. I ain't lost in a minute, so I was a little bit upset.
I thought you was the champ out here.
Man, I usually am the champ. I moved. My first move was not the move I normally make, so that threw me off.
Okay.
I got thrown off like Serena did today. Shout out to Serena.
Damn.
Second place. I almost cried because she said she was doing it for the mothers. I was like, oh. And as soon as she started talking, you could tell she was choked up. I was like, fuck. And you could see it in her face. She was like, don't do it. Don't do it. I was like, oh, let it go, baby. Let it go. So, yeah, I got up, watched Wimbledon today. That's something I don't normally do. But I was here and I caught it live, and it was a good experience. Even though she lost, she played a hell of a game.
Listen, Serena is the best. Your fave could never.
She is the best. But you could tell it was more that she gave the game up. Then the other person just beat her because she didn't play her game. She wasn't dominated. She had chances where she could like score easy points by being aggressive, and she just like tipped it over. I said, "Oh shit,
damn."
Yeah, but you know what? Shout out to the bitch that was an announcer that was a hater because every
the second, bitch that was the she announcer was.
Chris Everett, you a bitch. She, every time she had a chance to, she kept bringing up how the fact that Serena was a mother and she had to take this time off, like so. Like, does that make her lesser of an athlete or a weaker competitor because she had a damn child? Like, shut the fuck up.
She out here pushing whole ass babies on her pussy. Stop man. Playing.
And don't, then she was talking about the other lady, and she was like, oh, yeah, she's very quiet. She usually keeps to herself. She doesn't travel with an entourage. I'm like, bitch, what this got to do with tennis?
Racist.
That's all it was.
That's all it is, because God forbid we be loud or black or whatever. Like, get out of my face. I'm proud of who the fuck I am.
Man, I was like, Serena's from Compton. You'll be okay. Get over it. But yeah, man.
Just like niggas talking about Cardi B and that baby's name. If you don't get the fuck out my face and let Cardi B have her baby's name to herself,
y'all get I'm here for it. That. Because like I said in an argument earlier this week, I was like, y'all need to keep that same energy when your auntie named your cousin Tatalicious and when your best friend named your god baby. Like,
but why is it only wrong time. When it's like, oh, we can't pronounce them names? I mean, people come over from different nationalities and blah 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 all the time. We figure it out. Like, I don't know how to pronounce that shit, but your name is your name. Like,
I don't hear people clowning Oprah or Beyonce, and you know Beyonce is hood as hell, even though it's her grandmother's maiden name. No, her mother's maiden name.
Ain't nobody know what the fuck was a Beyonce before Beyonce was Beyonce. So you only can get a ghetto fabulous name if you like super rich and famous. Get out here. Mm-hmm. I personally am here for it because I'm embracing my culture. Name all the babies the creative shit you want. And I'm not assimilating because you want, oh, they're not going to never get no job. See, that's the problem because it shouldn't matter,
it
asshole.
It really shouldn't matter. And I work, hello, my name is Summer, and it's not spelled the traditional way. And I work with a nigga named Tuesday. Folks is hiring.
Folks is hiring. There used to be a nigga named Daydream used to go to my school. I said, hey, bro, how you doing?
Daydream. Lord, but shout out to Culture Kiari Cephas, who my son's
name. No, I'm not going front. I did laugh because I said I didn't know that nigga's last name was Cephas.
Man.
Now that's hilarious. I mean, I can't even front. I'm here for it, but because I didn't know Cephas could even be a last name. That sounds like it's supposed to be a first name.
It's first or a middle name of somebody.
Yeah, I didn't know that could be a last name. It's a lot of names that's last names and first names, but Cephas is not one that I ever heard. I know, right? So I thought that I was tickled.
Like, I thought all the Cephases was dead. I thought they was over that.
I thought they was gone. Cleophases. I thought they was gone. Shit, really thought they was gone.
Man, y'all really sitting up here talking shit about Cardi name when y'all niggas' names is Bartholomew.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah, but, like, you got all these crazy names. Like, I'm here for it. You know what I was cracking out? My ex, his little brother, middle name was Matthew, but his father wrote it on the birth certificate, so it's actually with an S. So he'd be like, oh, your middle name is Matthews.
Oh,
like,
no, not Matthew.
I don't know why, but that was so funny. Like, your daddy put an S on it. Your middle name.
That's a shame. Black people
add an
S to shit.
They add, that's what I'm saying. They so used to adding the S, he probably just mistakenly added the S.
Man, if I had a dollar for every time somebody added an S to my name, I'd be
to your name?
Yeah, Summers. Miss Summers. First of all, don't
you know what? I could, you know what? That must be a thing because I could hear somebody saying that.
Miss Demetrius.
I'd be like, what, Demetrius? What? How many of us is it? 11? I don't even know. No, I got family that used to call me Demetrius. I'd be like, bruh, it ain't no I-U-S at the end. Sorry. But I'd be like, whatever. Whatever. Shout out to the names.
Yep. Shout out to the names. And shout out to us
uncorking. Yeah. We had an eventful week. Hopefully the energy switch up.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, and Friday the 13th was yesterday, so there was like some bad juju out there. So
some juju.
I should have bought that sage I saw yesterday and smudged my house. So I might
I should have did something. Maybe that's what I need to do.
Yeah. But we'll figure it out. As y'all know, after we like to uncork our week, we get into the portion of the show where we review our recent finds. So this part of the show has a name. And the name of this segment is Sip or Spit. I was going to do something totally different and got stuck in my throat.
Yeah, so...
Man, I was gonna give me a little James Brown, but I couldn't get it together fast enough. My brain was working faster than my vocal cords. Right. Give me a little sip,
sip, sip, sip, sip, sip. What's DC Young Fly? DC Young Fly did a real good James Brown impression one time on that podcast, and I would, when I tell you I was in here dying, man. I was like, "This that nigga played too much."
Man, there's three niggas I never knew what they were saying: Michael Jackson, D'Angelo, and James Brown.
I don't know what the fuck they be saying.
D'Angelo, for real. He be like,
oh no, D'Angelo is extra. Like, we can pick out, we can piece out a little bit of what Michael and James Brown saying, but D'Angelo, it's whole ass songs. I don't know what he's saying.
Nigga, Michael Jackson said, you're a vegetable. You're a vegetable. They hate you. You're a vegetable. Excuse me?
But vegetables are good for you.
You're a vegetable. You're a vegetable.
Niggas like vegetables. So niggas is broccoli. Man, niggas, it's asparagus out here.
What is mama say, mama saw, mama saw? Has anybody figured that out?
Mm-mm.
Later for finding out if Kiki loves Drake, we need to find out who mama say, mama saw, mama saw is.
Mama say, mama saw, mama. Who?
But sip or spit, like I said, it's part where we be getting our drink on. Currently, I'm drinking water. But, Dee, what were you drinking on, and what are you going to review this week?
Well, currently I'm sipping on some leftover little vodka and lemonade, but I haven't other than a couple of the wines that I like tasted last week, and I didn't buy any bottles, so I'll wait till I actually go buy a bottle from one of the local wineries to review one formally. But I've noticed the last couple times when I've been having a alcoholic beverage out and about, I've been drinking this good old bourbon highball. So I thought about it because yesterday, shout out to my family, this part of my family, because at the funeral yesterday, at the repast, it was at my uncle's a police officer, and a repast was at one of the fraternal order of police, one of their little lounges, little clubs. I wasn't even paying attention at first, but shout out to my one. She asked me, my cousin, but shout out to my one auntie, Evelyn. She was like, oh, come this way and walk to the back. The bar was in the back. I wasn't even thinking about the bar, but I'm thinking about when my other aunt passed away last year. Same one was like, well, here go the wine. So I was like, yes, whenever the fuck family function is, Bernal or whatever, she always be like, I said, well, that's my. So you had the drinks, it was like a cash bar, whatever. And I was like, she said, well, Dee, what you drinking? And I said, girl, I need something strong. And I said, what kind of bourbon y'all got? Because y'all know I be trying to be a little fancy. My uncle all out, who drinking bourbon? And I'm like, me. Lord. And they didn't have Bullet, because I like Bullet, but they had Making Smoke. I said, give me the Making Smoke and ginger ale, which is basically the highball, which I didn't know until a couple weeks ago when I was at L Spot Mid-Atlantic, and I asked homeboy, I was just like, it was like National Bourbon Day that day, I think I mentioned it on the show, and he was like, oh, so you just want a bourbon highball? And I was like, oh yeah, because I like bourbon and ginger beer, but a lot of little hood spots don't have ginger beer, so I'm like, oh, I'll take a ginger ale with a little lemon twist. So yesterday at the repast, I had about, my auntie was like, oh, she pointed to me and my uncle and somebody else, just put that stuff on my card. So she done told them to keep her tab open. She looking at me with it got food. You good? Go get you another drink. So I was like, the whole time I'm there, just put it on my auntie card. I said, yes. I needed this. So I wanted to shout out for my review today. I'm not going to go as much into the bourbon because we do have a brown liquor episode coming up in a couple weeks. But I'm here for... So I was like, oh, the dude told me I ordered bourbon and ginger ale. He was like, so a bourbon highball. I was like, what that mean? So when I looked it up, it was like a highball is commonly made with scotch whiskey in a carbonated water or whatever. So I was like, oh, so in this case, instead of if you don't have like soda water, they'll use like ginger ale. So I was like, okay. And then it was like, I mean, it's real simple. So the highballs is basically your ice drink with your liquor and your carbonated mixer, whether it's the water or your ginger ale. And so I was like, let me look up some of the terms. And it said highballs often used to refer to a drink prepared in a highball glass with ice. Because I was like, I didn't have no idea why it was called a highball. So I had looked that up. And then a highball glass is a glass tumbler used to serve tall cocktails or other mixed drinks that contain a large portion of a non-alcoholic mixer and they are poured over ice. It's often interchangeable with a Collins glass, and although the bourbon high glass is shorter and like wider. And I'm like, oh, this is real simple, but that's basically what it is. Just get your bourbon, your ginger ale, and like a little splash, a little lemon juice. And but I like, you know, because homeboy was like, so do you want it neat? I said, I'm gonna behave today. You can give me a little ginger ale. I said, you can give me a little ginger ale. So I'm here, especially because I've been trying to be a little adult. So the Maker's Mark or the Bullet, hopefully I like expand it to a couple other ones. So I'm giving a big old sip. If you on a bourbon train, you already know about it. But if you're not, you're trying to get to your dark liquor, get you a little bourbon highball and enjoy the summer. It feel real grown up. You don't get no headaches, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling. I was like, the repast was probably like yesterday afternoon, about 2 o'clock. I had about two or three bourbon highballs, and I was like, oh yeah, well, I'm just chilling. I had a good old time.
Hey, nothing like that. I've never had one of those. I use the highball glasses. I use those for when I make keto's.
I didn't realize the highball, because when he said, like, the last month or so, I've been thinking, like, he said bourbon highball, but I was like, what's the highball part? So I didn't realize that. I Googled it yesterday, like, oh, it's the glass. And I was like, oh, this makes sense.
I know, right? So that's a certified sip.
That is a certified sip.
For me.
Shout out to our homie Jamel, because she like that Maker's Mark.
Yeah, shout out to her. We need to get her on the show because she's the brown liquor lover. Brown liquor lover. I can't remember if I said this here on a pre-show, but I did go out and I bought a rosé sect yesterday. As a matter of fact,
you said that on the pre.
Yeah,
you good.
I was out here thinking I was going to get it from this one grocery store. And then I said, you know what? Sprouts. I said, you know what? There's a wine shop next door. I might go ahead and do that. And I was going to do that. But I was like, ooh, Trader Joe's is right down the street. And I want to get some cheese and crackers. So let me swing through the Trader Joe's. And so I pulled up in that bitch. And
I pulled up in that bitch. I was like, pull up to my bumper, baby.
Hey, pulled up on that bitch. Hopped out the whip. Said, give me the strap. I had been wanting a sect all week. I said that I had already told myself I was going to buy that, but all day I was thinking maybe I'll get a rosé. And then I actually was looking, and I went to the sparkling section, and I saw a rosé sect, which is a fine rosé sparkling wine that's from Germany. And this one is by Schloss Weibrich.
That's a German ass word.
I hate anything in German because it all sounds angry and hostis.
It's so hard.
I'm like, spit it out already. So this one, like I said, is considered a fine rosé sparkling wine. It is what percent? 11% alcohol, which is actually pretty low for sect. And you know what? I'm usually leery about rosés because, like we said before, the flavor profile could be wild.
It's hard.
It's hard to determine. Yeah,
it's everywhere. Yeah. I'm glad you talked about the rosé, though, because when I was thinking about topics and stuff, I was just thinking about how the rosé just kind of, like, burst. It's everywhere. Yeah. I'm like,
I know. That's the main reason why I try not to buy it, even though I've been.
Yeah, so that made me don't want to buy it because like everybody just putting it out there, like, yeah. Like your shit probably not in good. Y'all just trying to hurry up mass produce the shit.
Yeah, but that definitely was not the case in this joint.
Good. And you said you got that from Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. On the bottle itself, it does not have a lot of information or description or about the actual taste. But I can let you guys know that in opening it, the finish was very nice. It was light. It was crisp. I appreciated the light acidity that this particular sparkling wine had. I did taste notes of strawberry, which was very warm and welcoming. It was not floral. And y'all know I don't like them floral, John. So I was impressed by that. It says that it's dry, but it wasn't too dry. And I knew that going into it, knowing that sect does have a hint of sweetness to it. That's why I was looking for it.
I like that idea. That's probably what I need to look for.
So I was pleased with that. But, you know, I went to go ahead and do my Googles. And in doing my Googles to find out more about this shit, I am surprised because the grapes that this joint is made of, because as we told y'all, rosé is a blend. This is made of Pinot Noir grapes and Chardonnay grapes.
Ooh.
And y'all know we don't like the Chardonnay on here. However, the blend of the two.
I'm about to say the blend. And it's probably dominated by the Pinot.
Yeah. So the blend of the two was actually pretty, pretty good. Other people describe it as crisp, bubbly, not too dry, and slightly fruity. And I would say exactly that. It is a very good, nice value rosé, because I know there's like the Krug rosé, there's Clicquot, you can find a Moët rosé. Those are going to be like your higher ends, but because it is sect is normally lower in price, even though it is imported. You typically can find a good one anywhere from $8 to $15, I would say. This bottle was, I think it was $8.99 from Trader Joe's. I've gotten this same brand.
That's a good price.
Yeah, I've gotten this.
What was your brand again?
Schloss.
Oh, this one. Okay.
And it has a picture of a castle on the front.
I'm going to try to look for that one next week.
Yeah. And I've bought this brand before. I just bought the regular Brut and made mimosas with it a couple months ago. And it was actually really good. So I felt comfortable in making this purchase yesterday. And I was not disappointed. And this is the first time in a while that we are both giving you sips.
A good old sip, 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 sip.
Good old sip.
So that sounds good.
Y'all go,
I think I'm gonna try to make sure. Hopefully, I remember to try to look for that one next week so I can do a little comparison, see if I like it too.
Yeah, let me know because it was definitely tasty. You know, go ahead and chill this bad boy. It was already a little cool because the air conditioning in the store was cool, but I did still pop it in my freezer. You know, I did the trick where you wet the bottle with cold water and then you put it in the freezer and that allows it to chill a little bit faster. So I did that.
Kept it in there. I don't know if I knew that trick.
Yeah, kept it in there for like a good 30 minutes, popped it out. And the cork popped so hard, my son ran the room, was like, what? What? I was like, it's just a champagne bottle, man. Just relax, relax, bro. So
you mentioned that Chardonnay made me remember. I might have tasted Chardonnay at one of these wineries, but I think I'm gonna get the bottle and like do a formal review because I had a oaked and unoaked Chardonnay, and I just want to tell y'all the difference. So I think I'm gonna have to I look at my notes and you said Chardonnay. I was like, didn't I taste some Chardonnay? I'm gonna have to tell y'all about my experience with it soon. So but y'all stick a pin in it and remind me.
Yes, we'll do it. Let her know.
I'm about to circle this little spot right now because I was like, I need to get these, let y'all know, because we be hating on Chardonnay. So, but at the same time, I'm here for the content. So let me make sure I tell y'all about
hate, this. Hate. I wish hope all the bad things in life happen is Chardonnay and only Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. Speaking of, we talk about names though. So we need to name. Name that baby Chardonnay.
Oh my god.
Well, but bitches love Chardonnay though. When I was at the winery a couple of times, those girls I was making friends with, they was liking the Chardonnay. I was like, wow.
My best friend's name is Brandy.
Yes.
I I would say if I do, for any reason, have another kid, I'm going to name the kid Alizé.
Alizé. Or how my uncle used to be. I about to say my uncle used to be trying to be an Alizé. Like, Uncle Rocky, you doing the most. Get on my face.
Let me get that red passion Alizé. Are we sipping still on some Alizé, Alizé and Chris? Are we still sipping that?
I never drank it. Sipping on some Alizé. That Thug Passion. Sipping on some Alizé and Chris
Stout. I was drinking Alizé in high school.
I never drank it in high school. I was drinking E&J in high school.
Yeah, we was drinking that too. That and Pepsi. No, Parmesan and Pepsi. That's what we were drinking.
Yeah. I was drinking the Alizé.
When you're under 20, you make some questionable decisions when it comes to alcohol because you just basically drink what you could get.
You're just drinking whatever you could get. You literally do drink whatever you can get in your 20s.
Man. Hey, don't judge us because I know some of y'all younger millennials have, that's how y'all started drinking Honey Jack because you couldn't get your hands on nothing else.
Honey Jack, man, overrated.
Mad overrated. Did y'all was drinking that Nouveau too?
If you want some, I never drank that Nouveau. Out of the honey joints though, that wild turkey American honey. That one is the, if you want to do the honey flavor, that's the better one than Honey Jack anyway.
No, never
wild turkey anything. It was like whatever, same, you know, like same whiskey or whatever it is. But that wild turkey, I was like, oh, that's smooth. That Jack, I'm like, this honey ain't hiding the fact that it's Jack, my nigga. I can tell.
At all. Well, y'all, Sip or Spit is a sponsored part of the show. And this week's Sip or Spit is sponsored by our wonderful people over at Wink Wine. So join us, follow us, get into it as we introduce you to the wonders of Wink.
Summer. I feel like summer. I feel like summer. You can feel it in the streets on a day like this. That heat, I feel like summer. She feels like summer.
To Cabernet to Torontes, Wink has over 100 styles of wine to discover. Ever try an orange wine? Wink connects you to a world of exclusive wines tailored to your taste and delivered directly to your door. Wink delivers 4 bottles of wine to you each month with free shipping. You can pick your own bottles or let Wink choose and match to your taste. It doesn't cost a thing to become a member, and you could skip or cancel at any time. And now the listeners of That & Boozy Podcast can enjoy an exclusive discount of $20 off your first order. To place your first order with $20 off and to help keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us/wink. That's cspn.us/WINC. Wink wines through CSPN. Do it today. Back to you, Demetria.
What is happening, my nigga?
Back to you, Jim.
We was practicing our weathercaster voices before we started.
Hold on, here he calling again. I ain't
going to
edit this up the show. Hold on. What is he talking about? Hold on.
She's parenting.
Hello?
Again. Mom?
Yes?
I might be catching an Uber, but it says we're 2 minutes away from the house.
No, y'all don't need to catch an Uber. I will come down and get you. I'm recording right now. You guys just
exactly.
Go to...
Exactly, that's why I'm...
No, there ain't no exactly. Y'all not about to take a excuse me, y'all, not about to take an Uber. I'm going to come get you. Just go hang out at Cold Stone, and I will call you when I'm coming down the hill, okay? Excuse me?
30 minutes?
Yes, bro. You'll be okay.
He making it 30 minutes longer when he talking.
Bruh. Like on everything. Like you're 40. He's
going to tell you what we going to do.
He out there chilling with two 12-year-olds doing his chaperone duties. I'm like,
bro. Yeah, he low-key mad he got chaperone.
Nigga, I gave you $50. Like, make it work.
So chill. Make it work.
Like, what the fuck? The movie's only between the two of y'all was only like $25. Then you had all the money to do whatever the fuck else you want to do with the bullshit. Don't give me a problem.
Who you with? Kids out of order.
It's some bullshit. My Bernie Mac voice.
I'm here for these cameos with your son just parenting every week.
Oh my god.
We didn't have, I just want the record to state, we did not have these problems with the daughter. It's the girls are so much more easy to.
They is so extra. But anyway, y'all, the good people over at Wink got some wine for y'all. And y'all know we like
they got some wine.
They still got that dime wine. Mom looking for what dime.
Had one. Damn, I can't remember what it was on my personal email. It's a new one that they sent me the little updates. And I'm like, whatever it was, it was a Riesling. It's some kind of Riesling that's new. And I'm like, ooh, so I marked it so it'll be in my next box. I don't fuck with that summer water. I know that's what they be pushing, but I don't fuck with the summer water.
Man, they got some expensive wine during the summertime. $40 bottle of Pinot.
They do. I try to stay. When I go to search what's in my box, I try to stick for the... I click the thing that say $13 and under.
Man, for real. Man, they got a $30 bottle of Grenache Blanc.
That sounds good, though. I'm going to try that. But I'm... Maybe if I get a couple... Oh, hold up. I'm supposed to get a raise. Supposed to be kicking in and... either August or September, I gotta figure out which pay period. But if it kick in for my August box, I might get a fancy one. But maybe I'll kick it in for September, because whether my raise kick in August or September, my anniversary of my job is in September. I've been in my job for 8 years. So maybe I get me the fancy bottles for the September box.
Okay. I am looking. There is something that does look cute. This Malvasia Bianca.
I think I saw that.
I've never had a Malvasia. It's from Paso Robles, California.
I had the cheap joint, because you know, L niggas, you know we don't like the blue bottle. You know they got a cousin that's they got a cousin in the red bottle that's Malvasia, and I ain't never touched it, because I ain't like the... I remember seeing it in the hood liquor store. I ain't never touched that Malvasia.
It looks good, though. It's a 2017 He Loves Me Not. So this is a young John. It's about 11.3%. It says it's sweet, it's fruity, a little earthy, no wood at all. So that tells you it is not aged in the oak barrel. This is some steel drums right here.
There's some new fancy highfalutin shit.
Yep, and it's a $13 bottle. Oh, they said, here we go. Tasting notes of nectarine, peach ring, and white flowers.
Oh, peach ring.
Yeah, and they got a picture of the peach rings too. Serve it chilled, and it pairs well with Thai, sushi, salad, and veggies. But yeah. So y'all check
out. But Wink is really good. I saw an article recently online about how, like, Wink kind of, like, been changing the game as far as, like, the wine clubs and shit and stuff. And some details into, like, they, like, if you want to, you know, of course we want to drink the wines, but they went into more about how they're, like, marketing and their whole, like, perspective on, like, getting the, like, tasters and how they figure out how we going to buy this or buy that and distribute. It was a real good article. And I was like, this must be the reason why I've known about wine clubs for a while, but I never, like, committed to wanting to Wink. I didn't know how they got me, but this makes sense how they got me. So, yeah, shout out to Wink. I like them.
Wink. But yeah, man, that leads us to our segment for this week. This week, y'all, we gonna be letting y'all know the tea on ABV.
The tea on the ABV.
When I said you to myself that it won't you a man. Yeah, Yes, a little tea on ABV. So hold on, y'all. Oof, it's fucking hot. I'm sorry. Can't even concentrate. It's too hot.
My AC pumping. You said I got my hoodie on.
That's some bullshit right there. You got a damn hoodie on. I'm burning up. Meanwhile,
that's because it's warm room. I got the funny thing is it's cool in the whole apartment, but I got the vents closed in most of the house because the air be popping a little bit too much.
Ooh, that's weird. I got a redirect notice. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know what's popping.
So, oh, I had to research the. I had to research search the title.
Yeah.
Is that link was acting up? Yeah. I just searched lightest to strongest.
Yeah.
So, and then Wine Folly popped up.
So y'all, our good people over at Wine Folly, we've decided to talk about ABV. And if you don't know what that stands for, that means alcohol. Oh, hold on. I can't think right now.
Alcohol by volume.
Yes. I was like, alcohol bottle vacuum.
Fool.
Yep. So when you think about ABV, you really don't think about it in terms of regular straight distilled spirits because you think of proof.
And you think of proof. You think 80 proof, 40
proof, 100 proof, all those things. But proof basically is 2 times the ABV.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you'll see that there'll be, like, a vodka, and vodka's, like, 40 proof. That means it's 20% alcohol by volume. So, in this case, we're going to start at the... this article gives you a very good description and reason why wine is so strong. It starts with the lightest and works its way up to the largest. But... as you know, our good people over at Wine Folly love to throw a little shade. So I'm going to let DeAsia start by reading this first
one. I'm going to read the openings of this article. So it's the wine from lightest to strongest. So even if, whether we repost this article or not, if you search lightest to strongest Wine Folly, this article will come up. It's a little known fact the world's largest wine producer, E.J. Gallo, built their empire off the success of their white wine called, wait for it, Thunderbird. Y'all got some uncles who know about that Thunderbird. Aunties too, for sure. The wine was originally designed to appeal to a young market and has now garnered a cult status as a bum wine. I can't even lie, like, this ain't the truth. Why was Thunderbird such a success? Well, simply put, it has 20% alcohol by volume. So 20% ABV. I never realized this, but it makes sense. Ooh. I didn't know this back in the day.
It's as strong as some gin, y'all.
I did not know it was 20. I swear to God, until like right now. So let's take a look at alcohol levels or in wine from... Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. My chest did something. So the wines from lightest to strongest. Truth be told, alcohol content in wine ranges widely, and y'all will know that, like, just from just trying some shit out, widely from 5.5% to 23% ABV. There are several factors that affect the alcohol content of wine, including the style of wine, quality, and climate where the grapes are grown. So, shout out to some of the girls that I met when I was on my little tasting last week, because when we was picking some of the wines out, the first thing they said, they ain't say nothing about the style of grape, the color, the flavor. They said, what's the ABV? I said, oh, these my kind of girls. They didn't say, how much alcohol is it? I said, yes, that's how I pick too. Let's start with what's important. So if you want to take the next part, how much wine should we be drinking? What they saying? Oh, they got the little, they don't lightest or strongest. Yeah,
they have a little diagram, a picture, and it should be up on our social media by the time this episode pops out. And it is a diagram showing you the alcohol for the ABV.
So is this basically telling us that we can kind of tell the ABV a little bit actually by the color? Is this what this picture is telling us?
No, I think it's telling us by the serving size. Because when you look at it,
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
they give you a line for where your standard pour is. And so if your alcohol is less than 10%, it's going to be higher than the standard pour, Whereas if it is a higher alcohol content or greater than 15%, it's going to be lower than your
standard. Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, that's cute. I never paid that no mind, but it makes sense. Because they're trying to give you, I guess, the same. Oh, I think I agree with what you were saying. I understand. They is cheating us.
Man, I'm paying for the wine regardless. Like, give me a standard pour, my nigga.
Give me the standard pour. So they're trying to give you less of a pour because it's higher. No, give me the same pool. I'm going for ounces, not whatever.
Yeah, ounces, not AB.
You're right. The only good thing about this is, in general, most of the wines I drink is around the average anyway, so I guess I ain't whatever. But I don't want no extra juice because this is why I wasn't trying to drink that that fancy juice that the one listener recommended, because I got to drink way more than a standard pour to even get the alcohol content. Get out of my face.
Exactly. So let's get into these categories. The first one is low alcohol wines. The low alcohol wines are considered below 10%. And most of the wines...
Who wasting their time?
Me. Most of these wines will be light in body and
sweet. I didn't mean to shade you, my bad.
Okay. So you have your German Riesling, which comes in around 8%. Your Italian Moscato d'Asti, that's about 5.5%. Them is the nigga wines. The wines the niggas like. So the reason why these wines tend to be sweet is from the leftover grape sugar in the wine after the desired alcohol level is reached. Leftover sweetness is called what DJ said, the residual sugar.
And I'm just saying it on the top of my dome because I be knowing shit. Don't fuck with me.
the other examples that they give are the Brachetto d'Acqui, and I've been actually looking for that, which is at 6.5%.
I've seen that one.
That's a sparkling red. There's your Spotless Riesling, which is 8.5%. That's a rich, sweet German Riesling. Your Alsace Blanc, which is between 9 and 10%. And then your Muscadet, which is at 9.5%. So you got a couple of options if you're trying to keep it low alcohol and you definitely like a sweeter taste. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. So with the medium to low alcohol wines is from 10% to 11.5% ABV. The wines ranging in this range are usually produced when less sweet grapes are used to make wine. It's pretty common to see white wines with a medium, low alcohol from cooler climate regions like France, Northern Italy, and Germany. There are also several sparkling wines in this alcohol content category because the wine producers pick grapes a little early in the season to ensure the wines stay zesty. Ooh, with the higher acidity to complement the bubbles. So examples would be a Muscadet, your Lambrusco. okay. Pinot Grigio, that's my joint. One I never had before, the Gavi is an Italian wine. Hey, what up,
Gavi? Yo, Gavi.
It's
murder.
An Italian wine region that produces white wines with a Cortese grape. I might have to keep that one in mind. So that's the medium low. I think probably the only one I'm used to drinking around there is the Pinot Grigio, for real. Mm-hmm. And then this Grunier Veltliner is from Austria. Okay.
And the thing about all those wines that both Dee and I mentioned just now, both of those are going to be higher than your standard. Higher than your standard pour.
Yeah. So they're going to be hiding. So if it look like, oh, they, you know what I'm saying, it's popping, I got this extra in a glass, that's because they know the alcohol ain't that high. Right. So they're going to go ahead and give y'all a little something extra.
So don't think they gave you extra because they like you. They gave you extra because it's lower alcohol.
And you, it just be, for me personally, it just be filling for no reason. So get out of my face. Give me the next category. It's where I tend to live.
Yeah, this is where Dee lives. She lives in the medium alcohol wine section, which is 11.5 to 3.5. If you live in the U.S., you might believe that these numbers seem a bit low, but for the rest of the world, 11.5 to 13.5
that's average,
is average. Yeah. In fact, the U.S. standard wine serving glass of wine is 5 ounces, and that's the medium alcohol content wine. Most European wines are in this range, as well as dry American bargain, a.k.a. cheap wines. So examples of this are going to be your Bordeaux, your Champagne, Côte de Rhône, Beaujolais, Chianti, your Nebbiolo rosé wine is typically in this category, and that's what the one I had fell into today.
Mm-hmm.
And your Sauvignon Blanc, your California Value Reds, as well as your Rieslings, your Pinot Gris, and your Pinot Noir from the Oregon region. Y'all know I love them.
So, you do. And I noticed that my Cabernet Sauvignon isn't on here, but a lot of them do be will be in here with some of the reds. So my Cabernet tend to be either this one or the next level up. But if I go by my overall palate, most of them tend to fall in this medium. I can do that.
And then another thing to look for in these wines, in this range, will typically have a bolder and richer taste.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So the next category, the medium high alcohol wines, is kind of just like my neck, you know what I'm saying? So I be in these last two, middle, whatever. This is the average range. So this is 13.5% to 15%. So if you hear us review something, I'd be like, oh, it's 14%. I'm like, oh, it's lit. This is the average range of dry American wines and other warm climates growing regions, including Argentina. Go back to our Argentina episode.
Yeah.
Australia, Spain, and southern Italy. Regions with warmer climates will produce sweeter grapes, which in turn increase the potential alcohol content of the wine. Hey, that's good to know. So examples, remember, even though I didn't like it, when I reviewed that Chardonnay, yeah. I said I drank it. I didn't like it, but I told you I drank it because whoever bought it for me, it was 16%. So examples of the medium high, Chardonnay, Viognier, hey, Beyonce, Petite Sirah, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot, our Zinfandels. So these is all our good girlfriends other than that Chardonnay mm-hmm. that we mentioned over here, our Zinfandels, the Grenache, Syrah, Pinotage, Malbec, Barolo. I haven't had that one yet. Who is the Chateau Neuf de Pup? I haven't seen that one, but I'm going to keep that in mind because now I know they're in a medium to high. Maron della, hold up, Bonpocillo. Oh, that's Italian. But yeah, some of these other friends. So all those, so it looked like if y'all in our range when we talk about LBBWs, it seemed like most LBBWs is in the medium to high. That might be why we like them and we ain't even realize that's why we like them.
Okay.
That medium to high. I'm with the shits.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm delaying right now because I see something in that next section. I want to do something special.
Along with it. Do your thing, boo. Do your thing. What it is, who? What's up?
What's up? Can a nigga get in them goods?
Them goods. Yo, that song is forever a mood.
Forever.
Because I'm always trying to, you know, we both realized since we've been diagnosed. So, you know what I'm saying? with a condition.
Jesus. Yep.
And I'm just trying to be cured.
A little bit. This last section is high alcohol wines. Those are going to be way below your standard pour. They're going to be like the 3%. So like when you see them sherries and shit, they're the little small glass.
I think about like when you get a little dessert, they do be giving you those little cute little glasses.
I'm like, what the fuck that going to do? Over 15% ABV high alcohol wines are made one of two possible ways. The first way is naturally, and the second way is, hold on. It's with fornication. Hey, a little bit of sex on the ceiling for that other way that the high alcohol wine is made. Yeah, them grapes getting
this
it
so
on,
extra.
Baby. Ooh, it's a little bit spicy. Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what they doing. This is what they doing. What?
Yes, that's dessert. That's what y'all doing after dinner.
They fornicating, y'all. How do grapes, how does wine fornicate? We about to get into it. That tickled me too much.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, fornication, y'all. Fortified wine is when a neutral spirit, usually a distilled grape brandy, is added to wine to increase the content. The original purpose for fortifying the wine was to preserve the flavor of the wines during the age of exploration. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you take the female grape.
Oh, this a whole top shit.
It sounds
I'm
like
confused. It.
When the female grape allows herself to be penetrated by the male grape. The male grape releases the seeds, which contributes to the God. High alcoholic content.
Don't stop it.
Oh, God. So high alcohol dessert wines such as port, Marsala, Madeira, and sherry are commonly fortified. And so are aromatized wines, a.k.a. vermouth. I didn't know vermouth was a wine.
I didn't know vermouth was a wine. I legit was looking at that like, hold up. I didn't know vermouth was a wine.
Okay, I didn't know it was.
You learn something new every day. I know they call for it in different cocktails. I didn't know it was a wine. I thought it was a liqueur.
Right? And they say it's more rare to find a natural high alcohol wine, but they do exist thanks to science. So some examples are Shiraz, which is at about 15.5%. Your GSM blend, which is your Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre, which is 15.5. Zinfandel is anywhere between 16% and up.
Zinfandel, this makes sense, because back in the day before I really drank that much high ones, when I would, that Seven Deadly Sins with a Zinfandel, it would be like 18%, and I'll be like, damn. Okay. I didn't even know it could go that high at the time.
Hey, how high? So how did I kiss the sky?
Up to the sky.
Mm-hmm. You have your port and your tawny port, which is about 20%, and your vermouth is also at 20%. So... These are all going to be red, y'all. I'm just telling y'all right now.
They're going to be red. But I wanted to point in one. I'm looking at one of my little tasting menus from last week, and I had made a note about one when I tasted the sweet wines. And a guy was telling me, like, the sweet ones was driven, like the percentage of the grape. It could, you know, determine how sweet it's going to be, but it will help the alcohol content. And he was telling me these dessert wines that some people like that, like, you have to... You know how you can kind of cork and save your reds or whatever for a little bit longer? These dessert wines, you have to use them faster, because the sweeter the wine, the faster it turns to vinegar. Mm-hmm. So when you're saving it. So when people like this drink, you know what I'm saying? These high alcohol contents like that, you they probably got to drink them. Oh, yeah. You got to drink them a little faster.
Drink them fast. And it also lets us know that a wine that is described as hot means that it has high alcohol content.
Oh, so that's what the high alcohol content. Yes, some of these ones you're like, wow. So that was cute. That was a cute little, like, kind of like a little wrap up.
Man, I'm gonna pull up on.
So this
wine.
The thing. So when some people be saying like, oh, you trying like, oh, how y'all get drunk off wine? That's because we don't drink. We not stuck in the sweet wines. Yeah, you got to drink more of it when you stuck on those sweet wines. Yeah. Not saying we don't drink no sweet wines, but. You got to drink more because it's less alcohol.
Yep. And if you get you like a Zinfandel, some Zinfandels are a little bit sweet, but they
right.
be three
you
times
can have some
alcohol.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can get...
Because I'm not hating. I like a good... When I'm into it, I like a good little Moscato, but if I'm trying to get a little buzz, I'm like, give me a shot of vodka or something before I drink this Moscato.
Last part that they have about this is, have wines become more alcoholic? They say yes.
Oh yeah, they have.
The reason why wines become naturally higher in alcohol is because it has to do with science. So back in the 1950s, the yeast wouldn't survive in higher levels. In fact, it was common to get stuck fermentation where the yeast would die before all the sugar in the grapes have been converted to alcohol. And that, you guys, is how white Zinfandel was invented.
No, niggas go up for the aunties go
sure
up for white Zinfandel.
I used to.
Me too. I'm not even a friend.
We can't lie, y'all. We done been through it. But it's just today that because of developments in yeast, they have developed very resilient yeast, and those can survive in high alcohol levels, such as 16.5%. So, there you have it, folks. That's your tea on strong wine. Like Dee says, she usually lives in that 13 consistent range. You can find me in between 10 and 13 because y'all know I like that a little bit more fruit. I don't like that dryness. I need to have some legs, some viscosity. But I might try some of them sexy wines, the ones that's been penetrated and have experienced fornication. I may try.
Yeah, they bet. You know what I'm saying? They might be a little cute after a little. Now, I have had, I'm pretty sure it's one of my birthday parties when we did like a little wine situation where they did them dessert joints. But it'd be like a lesser pour, but depending on what's popping for that night, and you kind of, let's say you don't want to eat no cake or something, you can get this little tawny port. Or something like a little, just to have a little sweet. And you might realize, it might more, since it's 20%, you might feel more like you just took a shot before you went to bed or something. You can't, whatever.
Man, I try to Google wine and fornication, and everything I see is like in
Bible,
the Book of Revelations, Babylon. And
oh my God, that's which way they went with that?
But here's the thing, Revelation 17:2 says, somebody's asking a question, what does it mean to drink the wine of her fornication?
Ooh, that sounds real.
It said sexual. Revelation 17, it says, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication,
Revelation.
And the inhabitants of the earth
were drunk with the wine of her fornication. Can't sleep. I'm thinking of Cisco. You know this is a natural world.
Girl, they got this article, got pictures of folks who are fornicating.
Oh,
people who are couples who live together. Look, why does this article got so much shit?
So sexual.
This article got a picture of Oprah and Stedman talking about celebrities Oprah and who Stedman, live together
they fornicate.
Angelina Jolie, get out here. Brad Pitt, Goldie Hawn, and Kurt.
That Russell. Is hilarious. Hilarious.
Ooh.
What you do?
Yo,
you know that it's so sexual.
Yeah, y'all, we wasn't making it up when we talk about what fornication is. Fornicated, eh? Lord have mercy.
Hey.
This is hilarious.
No, I'm cracking up because I was not ready. I was ill prepared.
I wasn't ready either. And they talk about wine in the Hebrew is yayin. And the word can mean alcoholic wine or fresh grape juice containing no alcohol.
Where yada? Yada over here talking about the wine. I wonder what he got to say about the grapes and the wine.
Okay. Oh, so wine is related to the confusion and violence. So if you're
Bitch, I'm confused.
If you're drinking the fornicated wine, child, this is too much.
this took a turn.
Clear answer. Like, come on, whoever wrote this, y'all just get to the point. It listed like a million scriptures and didn't answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell y'all what it means to drink the wine of her fornication, but we can tell you what it means to drink some fornicated wine. Yes, give it to us. I bet you know this is amazing.
No, it's Cisco. I was trying to turn it down, but I ain't mean to make it that loud.
Turn it up, bitch.
Remember, that's so sexual.
Yeah.
It's giving me a chill. I ain't mean to scare you, Keita. I'm sorry. I done scared my
cousin.
Yeah. Every time I think about the whole time you was reading, I was like, this is the kind of fornication I'm here for. Deep into my soul. He said, when I'm going back to the day. This is a sideball, y'all. I don't ever do the sideball. It's just my turn. After the chorus go on, I'm gonna cut it. This is the part. All right, this is what I was thinking. With the wine.
Yeah.
What you do to me? You know that it's so sexual.
Come on,
the whole time you was reading that, that's what I was thinking. Like,
with that.
Me and my cousin about to be doing karaoke after this go off, after we finish.
Y'all gonna be watching the motherfucking Five Heartbeats. That's what y'all gonna do.
Well, she's not leaving till tomorrow, so we got time.
It's
almost 11 o'clock.
All
right, I'm gonna at least make sure I see it.
If I know you, you'd be like,
No, because if I look and make sure it's there, we could do that. We could make sure we do it before she leaves.
All right, y'all. So that has been our discussion for this week. Let us know what your personal favorites are. If
yeah,
where alcohol content, the higher
where you be at?
Yes, let us know where you fall on the spectrum, so to speak. But yep, this is the part of the show where we normally get into some listener letters. But hello, ain't no damn listener letters. What the fuck y'all been up to? 4th of July was 2 weeks ago. Y'all done had all this time to write in, to call in, to send a messenger pigeon, to let us know what the fuck's popping, to leave
Did
us
you
a message
send
on
a messenger pigeon.
Yes, to leave us a message on Facebook, slide in our DMs. Y'all done had all this time and y'all ain't did shit. Like, what the fuck is y'all doing? Y'all just
not
listening.
A thing.
We give you this content for free. The least you
consistently.
Could do, the least you could do is send us your listener letters, because we know you drinking. You tag us when you doing so.
Mm-hmm. So we just had somebody tag us today while they was drinking some tequila. I mean, what is y'all doing?
What
is happening?
What is y'all doing? Like, look at your life.
Point Reevaluate out. Some things.
Look at this painting of Harriet Tubman and tell me.
Bitch, I'm gonna fuck you.
What would Harriet say? Okay. What would Harriet say about you not sending us these wild?
Oh my god.
Ooh, Jesus. But yeah.
Ooh, shout. The ghetto.
The ghetto. So we ain't got no tales this week, so we're going to skip right on over that and get into this trivia. And we're going to
yes,
get up out of here so my son can stop blowing up my phone.
Right?
He done called again.
I almost forgot. I'm
Sent
sorry.
Sent that nigga
boo.
The voicemail.
Okay. So this week's trivia question is a simple true or false. And I was looking, and I was like, I'm trying to really hope. I got my little situation set up of the cards I already used. And I was like, I hope I ain't mixed this one up, but that's fine. It says, true or false? Wines are always filtered. Just a simple statement. Wines are always filtered. True or false?
Wines are always filtered?
Yes, ma'am.
Always. I always get hung up on the word always, because in life there really are no absolutes.
Yes, that's normally my
wine
assessment.
Always filtered. I mean, here's the thing. If I'm thinking, okay, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking filtered and I'm thinking strained. Because if you're putting all kinds of other shit up in there, you're going to have to strain it. But is it necessarily filter? I'm gonna say, based on the fact that I do not believe in absolutes, I'm gonna jump out on a limb like Tina Marie and say, that's my song, don't even get me started, I love that shit. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say no, it's not always filtered, because I don't like the word always. And when I took my classes for the SATs, they said, if you see an answer that has always or never, it's more likely than not wrong.
In that case, you would be correct.
Hey!
That's the main giveaway. Like you said, that's good reasoning. So the answer is false. Some are and some are not. Filtering is a process in which particles such as yeast cells are removed from the wine. This helps guard against a wine re-fermenting and makes it appear to be brighter and clearer. Many wine purists argue that filtering is an unnecessary process that takes away valuable flavors, but it's up to you. From what I've learned and know about natural wines, some of those are, there's like less filtering and stuff going on. But yeah, so all of them are not filtered.
I'm going to see if I can find an unfiltered wine, because get a good taste and see what makes
it. And it to me, I'm not 100%. I'll have to look and make sure I'm drawing the right connection, but I'm pretty sure some of the ones is like those natural ones that when people be like, oh, the flavor is different, it's probably not as filtered as some of the other ones we used to have. Yep. So One of these days, I'm going to get to that natural wine bar out here, but we'll see.
We shall see, beloveds. We shall see. So, yeah, good year for me. I got a 1 week streak now, y'all. Soak my dick from the back.
From the back.
So, going to go ahead and get into wrapping up our show. As always, if you want to call us and leave us a wine hotel, we're going to start there. We're admonishing you and we're giving you our phone number so you have no excuse. Call us at 818-639-2443. If you want to prefer to leave us an email, send us an email to badandboozypod@gmail.com. We also have a website where every now and then we update shit. You can find us at badandboozypodcast.com. As far as our social media is concerned, you can find the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at badandboozypod. For myself, you can find me at fabfreshandfly on Instagram, Delectable, and Twitter. For D Asia, you can find her.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Delectable at Brains and Buns. And on Delectable, I know it's been a couple weeks, but if anybody is catching up or is any new listeners, be sure to check out our featured spots on there.
Yeah.
Site. So if you scroll back at that recently featured users, myself and So-So were both featured there over at Delectable.
Yep. Also, if you want to put some respect on your yes, PayPal, of course. If you want to put some respect on our podcast, there's a couple ways that you could do it. You could support us by purchasing some merchandise from our Teespring store. Our link is available on our website. And you could also send us some coins. You could make it jingle or you could make it rain by hooking us up at paypal.me/badandboozy. Also, I would be remiss to mention that we are a part of the CSPN Media. And there are additional podcasts where you could listen to other people with different ideas and thoughts, things about music, things about wrestling, sports. There's a podcast for everyone and everybody, so go ahead and visit cspnmedia.com, and you could also read our bios and find out a little bit more about your hostess with the mostest. As far as where you can find our podcast, like Dee mentioned, she hooked some people up this week, and I actually did too. One of my coworkers, who I actually like, I put her onto the podcast, and she is currently subscribing on iHeartRadio, but you can find us at Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Stitcher. What am I leaving off? Tune in. You can find us there as well. And I'm doing all of this off the top of my head without my script, so I don't remember what else I'm missing. I feel like I'm missing one thing I didn't mention. But
I think you got it.
That's neither here nor there, beloved, so I'll probably remember later and just go ahead and tweet. But this has been episode number 34, which means we are 16 away from 50.
We 34, so we is my age.
Yeah, we D's
and
age.
Before we close the show, oh, this is the D show. So since it's a D show, I want to make sure I remind y'all, as we will weekly until September, to donate to Team Pam Dukes. I run a 5K in memory of my mom every year. So if you go to the link that's on our Instagram and Twitter and all that other stuff, and you, when you get the links to the show and everything else, you will see the links to find out a little bit more about the Marion House and the race that we run every year. And you put some respect on my mama.
Okay, put some respect on Pam.
Yeah, it's been fun. We've been, shout out, and I want to thank any of the listeners who have already sent a little donation, and I appreciate it. This is like my little fundraiser in memory of my mother every year, so I'm proud to do this.
Yeah, and your donation is tax deductible, y'all.
So yeah, it is an official 501c3. You can just tax deductible. You know, somebody else is looking for some charitable contributions for this year, send it to them.
Okay, there you go. So yeah, y'all, thank you. Excuse me, I gotta burp. Ooh, shit. Yeah. That was a good one. This has been another episode of Bad and Boozy Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, for liking, for subscribing, for commenting, for tweeting, for every single thing that you do to become an active participant in the show. So the show isn't just about me and D or wine. The show's about you guys as well. So thank you for letting us know that you're enjoying.
Wouldn't be nowhere if y'all didn't listen.
Yep. And I got to check and see, because we should be at another significant milestone as far as listens are concerned. So I got to look that up this week. I've been slacking on looking
at it. We look at it for next week for 35.
Yes, for episode 35. So, as always, the best wine
is the one you like. Bye.